Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Shout out to Multi Awesomeness for sending me this one in the comment section. Now, it's translated from Spanish, so the English might be a little choppy, but you guys will get the general message. Now, this article was published on the 15th of April. Femicide, suicide in Val Dorado, Mexicali. Femicide tends to be a popular term in Mexico. However, it's nothing more than a buzzword. A man opened fire on his former romantic partner and then killed himself with a firearm during events that occurred on the night of Tuesday, April 12th, at an address located in Val Dorado subdivision. It is the second crime of this type that is being investigated against a woman so far this week, which has had an uptick in murders to the point of registering 4 in a single day. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! In this incident, the 29-year-old named Jennifer Hernandez Manzo was murdered, and next to her body was the former sentimental partner, Antonio Felix Lara, 32, who had a firearm around him. According to what was reported by the complainant, the victim's sister, she heard explosions coming from the building marked 1987 on Rio Baluarte Avenue in the Val Dorado subdivision. And when she entered, she discovered the lying bodies of both, for which she reported to the police, authorities through emergency numbers. In the first instant, the two injured were transferred to facilities of the General Hospital of Mexicali, where they both perished shortly after. After the investigation of the state's attorney general's office, it is possible to establish that presumably the aggressor had an argument with the offended woman and later shot her repeatedly and then shot himself at head height. Well, what have we here? Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it looked like it might have went down at her place. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, used a burner. Gotta go with the standard 5 on that one. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor, he shot her repeatedly. So that was definitely a little bit of rage going on. So I got to go with a 10. So looks like Mr. Lara gets a score of 30. Here we are. Yet again, as I've always said, female fuckery is worldwide. So yes, men who take matters into their own hands and put on the mask is also worldwide. Hey, it is what it is. Death is the ultimate equalizer. Period. So, yeah, And once again, another woman who decided to run her mouth for whatever reason. This guy had a gun on him. That's one of the last things you want to do when somebody's got a gun on you is run off at the mouth. Because at that point, that person literally has your life in their hands. But as we all know, with female nature, they still do not get it. They don't get it. They think that for somehow, they can do whatever they want, say whatever they want, and there's going to be no consequences. Well, as HMT thoroughly demonstrates, some men are going to give you that ultimate consequence, which is your ass is going in that pine box. He decided to go ahead and go into his own pine box, but more than likely, you're going in that pine box. He's going in the cage. It is what it is. Well, let me know what you guys think. And I've already put out the call to Neo the Outflanker to start getting more articles ready for the quote unquote spring cleaning and summer of slaughter. Oh yeah, gentlemen, HMT is going to be back with a vengeance. And I'm going to have so much fun doing this. Oh, fun times, gentlemen. Fun times. You guys deserve some good old marathons. But with that being said, ladies, you really, really need to get this through your thick skull. But you won't. You really won't. You refuse to listen. But the power will eventually go out. All the feminism and all of the quote-unquote mechanisms that you think you have that offer you this arrogant invincibility, which is false courage, by the way, will go out right along with it. Because as more and more you are going to learn the fatal lesson, the most dangerous creation in any society is a man who no longer has anything left to lose. Hey, more and more women are going to fall victim to their own fuckery in the form of getting murked. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.